All right, we're back here at Gogebic Community College. Ladies basketball on a Saturday afternoon. Norris taking on the home Samsons. And in our player spotlight here, one of the UP girls on our team, Hannah Clark. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. We got to see you on the court again pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. I should be back today. I mean, I just have to tape my finger up and we should be good.
Well, right now you've got a lovely brace on it. It's a splint. Yeah, it's really nice. What happened?
During our downstate game, I was in a little tussle, and then I came out not being able to move my finger, so that was great.
Was it broke?
Yeah, it's fractured. So.
So how do you play basketball with it messed up?
So I just tape it up. I take the splint off, tape it up, and then I just go. Deal with the pain.
Well, yeah, I imagine you and ibuprofen become friends.
Actually, no, I just don't take pain medicine.
Oh, you don't?
Nope, I'm all natural.
Well, then you say to heck with the pain and just ignore it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me a little about this. You know, last year was a rough year because we didn't, so much uncertainty. You got through it. You girls worked hard, played very good basketball. Coming into this year, what were you expecting coming back as one of the leaders?
I was really nervous. I didn't really know what to do. I mean, granted, I should know what to do, but at the same time, it's just like, it's a whole bunch of new girls, and it's like, you don't know how they play, and then it's just, you have to get used to what they do, and then it's basically starting from scratch, same as last year, trying to figure out how everyone else plays, so.
Now, one advantage you do have, Hannah, is you came here from a Class D high school, not knowing what college basketball was all about last year. Now, at least, you know what college basketball is all about.
Yeah, that is a good thing. I mean, this year, to me, it seems slower paced, but that could be just because I'm used to it from last year. But, you know, to me, it's just slower this year for some reason.
Well, and you seem like you're enjoying the minutes you do. You know, you're not in starting lineup, but you're out there. You enjoy your minutes.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I was on the starting lineup until I broke my finger, so, yeah.
Well, you should be back soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And that's a source of pride, isn't it, to be able to, you know, come from North Dickinson to be a starter on a college basketball team?
Oh, yeah, that honestly, like, I was just so excited when I found out, and then, you know, just coming from North Dickinson, playing constantly, like not being able to sit, and then coming here, not barely playing last year, and then coming and starting this year was you know, a good thing. Like, I was proud of myself for that one.
You know, I asked some of the boys this when we did their interviews. How do you adjust to that? You know, when you're in high school, I mean, those minutes are 32 minutes, and you probably played 30 of them every game at North Dickinson, and then it's different here. You have to have a different role.
Yeah, I mean, it was sad at first, like, not playing as much, but you just get used to it because you just want to cheer your other teammates on and you just want to be there for them no matter what, and it's, like, the fact that you just want to have that joy of actually being able to watch your, like, friends and family play, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, you get to win that game, too. Even if you don't play, you're still part of the team.
So what do you feel like your role is this year, Hannah, especially with you being one of the quote-unquote old ladies of the team?
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, I kind of just, like, help as much as I can, and then at the same time, like, I mean, I try to clap, but, like, you know, can't really do that now.
Not with a broken finger.
No, not anymore, but sometimes I try to use my voice, but I'm not a very big talker, so.
Well, you've almost made it through this interview.
Yeah, that is true. A little nervous.
Well, you're doing fine. So what do you like to do besides play basketball?
I watch a lot of anime. That's one thing. I do play soccer in the summers. I go back to North Dickinson and play basketball with them and teach them stuff. And then I help with track there, too, for field events. So pretty much I'm just all involved with sports. So, I mean, I do go figure skating in the winter, so that's another thing. I'm just everywhere with life, so.
I guess so. Are you throwing the javelin around or what?
No, I pole vault in high school, so I go and help and teach those younger ones how to pole vault.
And that cannot be easy. You probably would have a real tough time teaching me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I barely could even teach the younger ones. They were just like, it was more so you have to show them what to do instead of tell them what to do, because I'm not a talker, obviously, so.
Well, like I said, you're doing just fine. One of the last questions here then is, what are you studying here at Bay academically?
I am going in for pre-law. It's a very tough journey, but I will be possibly transferring up to NMU next year. Not for sure, still up in the air, but to finish up my law degree. Still got to get my gen eds done, but, you know.
Well, if you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to have to work on the speaking skills, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's more of the fact that, like, I can speak. It's just I choose not to because actions say louder than words.
Well, when you get in the courtroom, we'll be watching you on court TV, and you'll be speaking just fine, eloquently.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
All right, give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening, Hannah.
Probably just my mom. She probably's not listening. That's about the only person I have, so that's great.
She'll have to listen online later, right?
Oh, definitely.
Well, Hannah, it's great having you back. Go and get that finger fixed up and go out there and have a good game.
Adios.
Okay. Hannah Clark, everybody, in our halftime show. More coming up from here at Gogebic Community College after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.